think I've lost my mind. It's time for Devil's Business. Welcome to the show that covers the sex, drugs, and rock and roll lives of the people that are still awake while wholesome people are sound asleep. I'm your host, Patrick Jolly. With me are the guys of MyFavoriteSin.com. I got T, a.k.a. Zach, and I've got Aaron Sofane. What's up, guys?
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Yeah. Well, we're going to do the I Might Be Crazy episode. These are stories about moments in our life where we might have actually kind of stepped over the line to normal and go on a little nuts. And
before we go
into that, we're going to go into the promos for the week to our sponsor, MyFavoriteSin.com.
We're doing this Tuesday is Czar Bar. I'm always really excited. We do it once a month, get some sushi. Guys, come out. Help us decide what the best caviar is, because I'm still pretty partial to the red.
Oh, it's definitely the red.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more. All right, Wednesday is at Dive Bar with live music with Dixie Duncan, and then Thursday is Southern Hospitality Thursday. Telling a groove. It's and then the biggest party of the week in Atlanta, period.
Until you get to Friday at Cosmo, where you can come see me behind the bar.
It's Cosmo Lava,
Metro
correct?
Midtown Fridays. Yes, sir. Cosmo Lava on 13th Street. And come see me, and I'll be slinging drinks and doing a lot of super sweet dance moves. And then we close out our week with Saturdays at Tongue and Groove. And the DJ is going to be featuring DJ Rose for Saturday.
Superstar DJ Rose.
Yeah, and you forgot Friday. Which is
He said Friday. Yeah. He said Cosmo Lava.
Yeah, he said Cosmo Lava, and I like how he glossed over that. Right around the corner from Cosmo Lava at Opera, Illuminati is presenting Audion. You can save 10% on tickets right now. Go to the website and use the promo code Center.
So go to MyFavoriteSin.com, use the promo code Center to get any discount tickets, and sign up for the guest list throughout the week. Also, what's happening on Tuesday is my album finally drops and becomes public. March 18th. So if you're listening to this on the 17th, on St. Patty's Day, go pre-order the album, and tomorrow it should download.
Yeah.
I want as many pre-sales as I can get. Anyway, let's
Why
go ahead.
Why is that?
Because I want...
Is there incentive in it for you?
I want lots and lots of American dollars. Honestly, I think the more pre-sales we get, it all booms at the same time, right on March 18th, so all the pre-sales go through, so it looks like all of a sudden our album did really, really well. So anybody that pre-orders it, it's awesome. And if you happen to find me and show me the receipt of your pre-order, I'll just hand you the physical copy of the CD as well, so you can have
put it on your wall.
You can put it on your wall.
Put it in your shoebox.
Give it away as a gift, stocking stuff, or whatever you need. Now, like I said, this is going to be the I Might Be Crazy episode, which we've kind of always escaped past the fact that guys are as crazy as girls, because we've done like two episodes called Bitches Be Crazy.
Yeah.
And Aaron felt that he wasn't covered enough in the crazy portion because he knew that he could oust some of the girls in the crazy factor.
Absolutely.
And I felt the same. So let's go ahead and jump into the first story, and we're going to use Aaron's You Want Some More? Story.
When I first moved to Atlanta, I was dating a girl from Pensacola still, and I would go down, you know, maybe one week in the month or whatever, and hang out with her and get a
like
hotel room.
Like you're in the reserves as a boyfriend?
Yeah, I guess I was. But so I would truck it down there, but man, we had been dating for a while, and I was starting to make a little bit of an impact in Atlanta in the nightclub scene. I was starting to be well known, and
you were starting to become so famed.
Yeah, I kind of had this weird, bad reputation, and I was, a bad boy. But I'm still seeing this girl, and so, man, I drove down to Pensacola and got a hotel room, and her and I and another friend of the both of ours went out to a party. Man, the party wrapped up about 2:30 in the morning. Her and her friend were like, hey, let's go to this after party on the west side. It's at this guy we know's house. And I know this guy. I know him well enough to know that I don't want my girl going up.
You know him well enough to be trusted.
Yeah. And so, I'm like, man, you know what? I was getting a little upset about it. And I was a little drunk. And by a little drunk, I mean, I was quite drunk.
You were wasted.
And so I was like, you know what? Hotel's right around the corner. I'm just going over there. You go to the party and then take a cab back over to the hotel, in a couple hours. She's like, fine. Man, I went back over to the hotel and I went up in my room and I just started drinking. I started drinking.
To help the problem.
Yeah. And I'm imagining.
Just compound the problem.
I'm getting upset. And I'm like, man, I'm only in town every once in a while. I gotta leave the next day. You know, here she is over at some party. And I'm like, does she care about me? Like,
wait. Let me ask you. When you told her you were just going to go back to the hotel, were you hoping that she
was pouty. I was clearly pouty.
Yeah, but did you think that she was going like, all right. I'll go back to the hotel.
I don't know. What do you think every time you say that? You think there's a possibility it might work.
No, guys, you don't think there's a possibility. You just think that shit's going to happen. Like,
yeah. Once she understands
all right, well, I'm going back to the hotel. Okay, we're leaving. Bye. I want to go suck your dick. That's what my life revolves around.
Hey, when you say it like that, it hurts my feelings. Yes, that's what I think. And but it didn't work out. She's like, no, we're going to go to this party. When I got back, I just started drinking, and I'm doing Red Bull, and I'm taking these pills I found at a truck stop called Truckers Love It.
It's like meth and crack. It's awesome. Oh,
it's super good. And
I use them when I was on the road.
Man, I'm getting wound up. Truckers Love It. I just thought it was a hilarious name. That's why I bought it. And then I realized it was an awesome product. And so I'm back at the hotel, and man, I'm drinking. And I'm taking Truckers Love It, and I'm getting pretty amped up about this situation. And in my mind, this whole thing is getting worse and worse. And
at this point, you're not like calling her or messaging her. You've just decided that she's
not calling or messaging. I'm waiting for a call or a message. I'm you know, come on, man. I'm not pathetic.
And for every 10 minutes that a call or message from her doesn't come through,
I just amp up the crazy.
She's doing something I don't want.
Yes, and I'm imagining just all the worst shit. And man, I'm getting drunk and awake.
And she's getting filled out like an application.
Oh, it's terrible in my mind what's going down. By this time, you know, the sun's starting to come up, and I haven't heard a word from her. And I'm drunk, and I'm fucking racing. And, man, and I'm just sitting there. I'm like, by this time, all the people at the after party have just gone on home. It's just her
right.
banging the guys that she's over the house at. And I'm like,
they're
going
to have to cut extra holes into her to get all that dick in there.
Yep. And so there's the nice. So this was the this is where I had to draw the line. I just couldn't take any more. And the thing is, I knew I was being crazy. I knew better. I didn't have a plan here.
That's the worst part. When you were actively starting to slide into this crazy mode, but you are fully aware that you're starting to lose your fucking mind, but you're not going to stop.
Yeah, it doesn't change anything.
You're like, I want to see how deep I'm going to go.
It seems like the only logical.
Go for it.
I feel like this is what serial killers and shit have, that when they finally accept what they are, and then they just dive into it. You know,
just go
like,
for broke.
You know what? I'm gonna eat people now. I know I'm crazy, but this is just I gotta live with it. And with her in my belly.
So the sun's coming up, and I haven't heard from her.
Yeah.
And that's when I decide, screw it. The only way to make myself feel better about this is to do some crazy shit.
Confront the problem.
I don't really have a plan or anything. I just start calling people. It's like 6:30, 6:45 in the morning.
Calling like her friends and stuff?
Nope. Calling my friends who know the guy who's having the party.
Okay.
So I get a friend. I wake one of my friends up, and he's like, man, here's the address. What the fuck is this about? I'm like, nothing. I need to return a koozie I borrowed. So I fucking grab all my stuff, and I throw up my suitcase, and I go grab all her stuff, and I just like throw it in the front seat of my car. And just a jumble of crap. And,
so wait, at this point, you have now filled your car with your stuff. And loosely her stuff.
Yeah, her stuff, because she had spent the previous night with me at that hotel.
So she
had some things.
You grabbed her shit, threw it in the front seat of your car. You packed up your car with your shit. And you're about to get in the car, and you know what you're about to do.
It's action time.
It's time to...
A lot of the stories I've told on this podcast have been because there's a moment that happens to me that I just... It's decision time, and I know it is. I know it's decision time, and I always know the wrong decision, and I just make it. I just make that fucking decision, and I'm just like, fuck it. I'm just going to stick with this thing. And so I made the decision that it was time to roll out.
I respect that.
Head to the west side and see what happens at this party. I'm just going to bust in, and I'm going to break up this fucking orgy.
Get your dicks out of my girl! that's your opening line when you kick in the door.
So So I break over. I know exactly where this place is. Head down these streets and find it on the corner. And then there's everybody's cars are parked out there. There's like a dozen cars parked outside.
So you know you're at the right place. It's not like you're
I know I'm at the right place, but I didn't put together. I was like, I didn't instantly think, oh well, that must mean that this orgy is huge. all these cars, and man, I just fucking
that's just more dicks going my car.
I can't believe it. And
how many dicks? 1, 2, 3.
Every dick. I want to smell every dick in this place.
There's at least 14 dicks because I'm assuming people carpooled because it's a pretty smart thing to do.
It's responsible.
Yeah.
But I ran up to the door of this house and I bang on it.
Yeah.
Kind of like a cop. And at this point, it's probably like...
And like an authoritative bang, 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 right. Bang.
Yeah. At this point, it's probably like 7:30 in the morning and the sun is fully up. You know, these kids inside, they've got to be pretty tired. They got to be retired, and it's winded down, and they're probably got things over the windows so no sun can get in, you know.
Right.
So I just bang on the fucking door like a cop. Well, this guy comes to the door, and man, I know him. He's a friend of mine. And he opens the door. He's like, Aaron, what are you doing here? And I just give him the arm and push past him. I'm going in.
Having a time for your shit, your conversation?
It's dark, and it takes my eyes a second to adjust, but I see her on the other side of the room, and I just start going through. And there's people everywhere. There's people in chairs, people sitting on the floor. And all of a sudden, like, because when I walked in, the music had stopped. Everybody was silent. Because
so the record skipped.
Somebody was banging. Somebody's banging on the door. And so everybody's looking at me, and I just go across the, just stomp across the room. She's got a drink up to her lips and is looking at me over the rim of the glass, like, with her eyes.
Quizzical, kind of like, what the fuck?
The way I remember it now is, yeah, they were a little questioning, you know, like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But the way I saw them right then was they were like, oh, my God, I'm busted. That's how
I can't believe he caught me not having
like,
dicks.
Like, Dad's
in me.
Home. Oh, no.
Like, if he was here 5 minutes earlier, I was all splayed out on the couch, but thank God I got my clothes on right before this.
Yeah, everybody's still fully dressed and being very responsible and listening to records, and I don't know, they could have been knitting. but I just walk up right up to her, and I fucking just cock my arm back and knock the motherfucking drink out of her mouth. And I'm a little startled.
Fucking vodka cranberries! Yeah. I said no vodka cranberries if you go out!
So, I'm a little startled and I don't know what to do. And I felt like this looks bad.
Your body has done something that you didn't fully
so now the record
agree
is,
with.
This looks bad.
The record is scratching your head going, oh shit.
Like, oh shit. And here's a room full of people and everybody just quiet. As church.
I gotta say something that makes sense.
So I turn around and I just scan the room and her best friend's sitting there and she's like, Aaron, what the fuck?
Which is kind of the only thing you could say at that point.
Right. Well, and at this point I'd made the decision that I kind of rolled in here as a cowboy. I was going to roll out as one too.
So if you're going to shoot up the place, you can't like.
Yeah, you can't like, oh, sorry everybody. Oh, it's really weird. I'll pay for all the repairs.
I'll take the spurs off now. Sorry.
Yeah. No, the damage was done, and it looked terrible. So I turn around, she's, you know, and she's asking me, you know, what the fuck my problem is. And so I stop, and I look down at her, and I was like, what, bitch, you want some too?
So now you're actively picking fight with anybody in the room.
Yeah, well, mainly girls. So far, 100% girls.
Well, you knew what your range was going to be.
So before anyone could recover... I just storm out the door I came in. I just storm out and slam the door behind me. And I'm going around. I'm trying to find my keys. I'm like, oh, my God, that went so terribly. That is not what I imagined was going to happen at all. And now it looks like I'm just some kind of crazy person who just, like, rolls into town and beats shit out of women. And I'm like, can't find my keys or whatever. And then the door opens, and it's that guy I know, my friend. And he steps out, and he's like, Aaron.
Hey. I was like,
get the fuck back in the house. I've got to stick with this thing. I'm doing this character now.
Right.
And I just got to roll with it.
I think we need to change the name of the podcast from I Might Be Crazy to Committing to Crazy.
Oh, God. It's so crazy. And so now I'm super embarrassed. I finally find the keys to my car. It really takes a long time. And I know they're looking out the windows. And I finally fish them out of my fucking pocket. And I've got all these rings on. It gets difficult. You know what I'm talking ringing them out. Yeah. Your rings get caught in your pocket. Yeah. I finally get them out, get them in the car, and sit down in the car and fucking crank it up and hit them. Just peel out backwards. It's a front wheel drive, so it looked a lot more impressive than it does the other way.
I'm out of my mind!
I'm back in the street. And I know they're all looking out, and I'm so fucking embarrassed that I don't know what to do. I'm so embarrassed. I mean, but the thing is, you know, I'm pitching myself to be as this bad guy in Atlanta. I'm really pitching this, and I gotta sell it to the locals. If I can't play that show off Broadway, then how the hell are we gonna bring it to the big stage?
Dude, what did you do with all her stuff? You still have her stuff?
Yeah, I'm still got. So I'm gonna throw the car in drive because it's automatic. But I stomp the hell out of the fucking brake and floor it, and then just pop the brake off. So I get a little bit of a squeak on the pavement and go around the curb and right across the house. This house is on the corner, and I just take the left, and there's a garbage can out for the house directly across from them. And I just fucking hit the brakes and like, come to a stop. I've gone maybe 50 yards. I jump out and I storm around to the driver's side door and I open it up and I start grabbing all her shit and I throw it in this trash can. I'm like, fuck you, bitch! And I jump in the car and I just do my automatic hold the brake, pop the fucking gas thing to try to squeal out against it. This time it was not successful at all. And the car just kind of died a little bit. Yeah, fuck you! Fingers out the window and, oh, God.
Look, you can't be the cowboy when you go jump on a donkey outside.
Oh, it's terrible. And so I called her about 6 hours later crying from a hotel on the beach because I was so embarrassed. And I just couldn't go back to Atlanta without seeing if I could pretend to really be apologetic and see if I could fish out everybody's responses to my behavior.
How did everyone else think I was acting?
I mean, did everybody else get it?
They thought it was cool, right? Oh, God.
They like performance art, right? That was what I was doing. It was a character I've been working on. Yeah. Really good.
That was one of the first times.
Method.
Yeah, that was one of the first times that I realized I've got to look for that moment in the night when there's always going to be one decision. And sometimes you make that decision. You're like, oh, my God, super fun, awesome party. And then sometimes
you flip the switch to crazy.
Oh, God. Oh, I loved her so much.
All right. The next story for the I Might Be Crazy is, T, you have one about, well, I guess you're calling it, Don't Talk to My Slut That Way.
Yeah, it was a very similar scenario, actually, with the whole idea of a girl that, you know, you were interested in, that you get in your own head when there's that silence between the two of you. And I was hanging out.
Where there is no words, you start to fill in.
Right.
Paint,
like,
in the
situation. I know what's happening. And what's happening is you're getting banged by, like, just a series of dicks.
Yeah, but see,
in,
mine is
around your mouth.
Mine is only 4 hours and it ends in domestic violence.
Yeah, mine lasted quite a bit longer, but ended much less tragically, I guess. But either way, I was hanging out with this girl that I worked with a while back, and there had been no, like, advances between the two of us. I didn't really think of anything of it, so she – but eventually one day she just kind of came up and just, like, laid it on me. And I'm one of those people, like, I can't be the one generally making the moves to begin with.
So, like, y'all worked together for a while, and then finally one night she's like,
yeah, she
I want
just
that
like,
D.
I need it now. Like, I'd always kind of picked up a vibe from her, but I'm not going to be the one to make the first move.
Okay, so what I see, cause, like, what I know about T is that you didn't understand that was the vibe she was throwing out, and finally she got frustrated with you and was like, all right,
probably,
dude, I'm just going to straight up and say I want the D.
Right.
Because you're not noticing.
Right. So she,
all my advances.
Yeah, so she just, like, pretty much climbs on it and then is just like, hey, you're coming back to my house. And I'm like, okay. All right.
You're very agreeable.
She caught me at a vulnerable time where I had been on, like, a 6-month dry spell and shit. And I was like, oh, man, this is just,
I really,
like,
need
anything right now. So we end up going back to her place and we end up sleeping together. And that's a really funny story, but that's going to be saved for a different date, because the crazy part is what happens afterward, which is essentially – and it's weird because, like, even, like, the morning that I left, she gave me, like, the couple's goodbye, like, okay, have a good day, I'll talk to you later.
Have a good day at work, honey.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. And I'm, like, driving home, and I'm like, oh, no. What have I done? I can't date this girl. I work with her. I, you know, you don't shit where you eat sort of thing. And I'm like, I think she has a completely wrong idea. I was
just horny.
I don't know what I was thinking. She caught me at a vulnerable time, but I definitely probably shouldn't have done that. So I'm, oh man, it's the worst. All day I'm thinking about her. But because I work with her, I'm seeing her that next night.
Yeah, I remember you giving us a phone call having this very anxiety
attack. Oh, yeah. He was on his way home, and I got the phone call, and he was explaining what he'd done and how he feels like, oh, my God, this girl is going to be the bane of my existence just because I had sex on her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You had him on speakerphone, and we were trying to coach him into how to get rid of this super clingy chick.
Enjoying our Egg McMuffins and listening to this hilarious story in the morning.
She's got
to
go.
Yeah, and I'm... Yeah, because apparently, like, I was convinced that I guess I was that life-changing in bed, which I wasn't. And you know what? Actually, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say and how terrible the sex was real quick. We were sleeping together, and it's funny because the whole thing, I'm sitting there thinking up until the very end, I'm like, you know what? I'm about to have sex that's not going to end hilariously. Because as we know with my stories,
if you've listened to the podcast before, T explains that every sexual encounter he has is comical.
And I was like, you know what? This is going to end normally.
I'm going to have standard sex this time.
Yeah, and it's just going to be great. And like right as I'm thinking that in my head, I start feeling like a leg cramp in the back of my leg. I'm like, oh, maybe I didn't do my stretches, my pre-sex stretches. I didn't know that was a thing, but now I know. And now every time I'm about to have sex, I'm like, hey, hold on. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, bitch, you wait.
I got to limber up before we do this.
I'm not a fucking cheetah. I need to stretch before I go home. I pray. So... So I'm sitting there and I'm feeling this leg cramp, and I'm like, you know what? She's clearly already had hers, or so I think. I'm just gonna assume that she did.
Oh, no. I just assume about 30 seconds into it that they've had theirs.
But I'm gonna go ahead and ride this leg cramp out because I'm pretty close, and I feel like I could get there before my leg cramp kicks in. That doesn't happen. So I end up cramping out so bad. And you know your instinct is when you get like a cramp is to like almost stiffen your entire body, like fucking like flip out. And I end up like kicking my leg out and just kicking her in the fucking head. Like just oh my God. And she's like, What are you doing? And I'm like, I have a leg cramp. She's like, oh.
You kicked her in the fucking head. Let me tell you something. Hold on. You talk. Your body's rejecting you having standard sex now. Your body's like, nope. We got to do something. He's starting to have just totally normal sex, and we got to kick her in the head or something.
It's about to end.
He walked into the middle of a party, slaps a drink out of a girl's hand. You actively kick a girl in the head mid coitus.
Yeah. Look, I'm into some weird shit.
Apparently,
but that certainly wasn't it. So either way. I was convinced that my life, going back to me being in the car, I was convinced, I guess, that my sex was so life-changing for her and how awesome I was, which I wasn't.
you were so convinced, even though you actively know that you have horribly comical sex, and you actively kicked a girl in the head, you're still thinking, I'd change the world.
I nailed it. And I could say, then this is totally accurate, I could say that she will probably never forget it.
Well, that's for sure. But like,
I will be the standard that she will hold all guys to, like, anytime she has really terrible sex, she'll be like, well, at least she didn't kick me in the fucking head. So
there's got to be a side of that where it's like, all right, I know chick's got to have a spank bank, right?
Right.
Chick's got to think about, she's going to be thinking about me forever.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, well, this whole day, I'm just like, I'm dreading over this. I'm like, man, this is terrible. I don't like her at all. She just caught me at a really fucking vulnerable time, and I feel like a dick about it. And so the next night, I'm going to hang out with my friends, and she's there, and it's after work, and she kind of comes up and sits down for a while, and I'm already back, and like, you know what? I'm just going to kind of feel it out, and I might just go home with her again, and we'll just see how it works.
Look, sex is sex.
Right. So I'm thinking this whole time, I'm tired. I want to go home, but I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to wait until she leaves because she'll probably like text me or something like really secretly and be like, hey, come over to my house. And I'll be like, fuck yeah.
My head bruises healed. You should come on over.
Yeah, exactly. Or like, hey, I need you to ice my forehead. And doctor says I can't be alone by myself because if I fall asleep, I might die. or that. But yeah, so I'm sitting there.
Thinking frozen
but I'm
peas.
Still, I'm thinking like I know that I'm like, oh man, I kind of want to have sex, but at the same time, I know that more so than anything, I want her to ask me so that I could be like, hey, look, I just think it's better if we're just friends, kind of thing. And and I was going to have that conversation. And then she leaves, and I'm like, I'm going to go follow her because I'm just going to assume that she's
inviting me to
right,
come have sex on her.
That's what that means. And then I see her get in the car with another dude.
You've been replaced.
And I'm like,
sorry, Pele. She found another.
I come back in and go up to my coworkers. I'm like, hey, does she have a brother or something? Like, because that's got to be what it is, right? no. And
does she have a brother that looks Middle Eastern?
Yeah, like looks nothing like her. I don't understand. She ends up going home with this guy, and I can't say officially that they slept together. I don't know. Maybe she's just a little drunk, need to ride home from a friend. I don't know. But now I'm in love with her.
Because now you're like, oh, she's not on my radar anymore, and I was going to let her down.
She doesn't even care about me, and I've always loved her. This is how I felt since day one, I first saw her. And maybe she went home with another dude because I didn't express my feelings for her. I'm like devastated. And I'm sitting there talking to Aaron about it, and I'm like, I know what I'm supposed to do in this situation, which is not talk to her.
Just ignore her.
At the same time, and everybody does this, where they talk to their friends about shit like this because they're always hoping that one of their friends might be just as crazy as you and be like, you know what? You should go to her house right fucking now and go express your feelings for her because she might, like, that's totally the way you should play it.
Get that song, Peter Gabriel, you know, in your eyes or whatever, and hold a jam box up over the...
But if I remember correctly, I felt like me and Patrick tried to talk you into just that. For some reason, when we say it, then you're all like, this sounds like a trap.
Well, based on your reputation, didn't really feel like you had the best advice for me at the time.
I did have the best advice for you at the time, and I was absolutely right.
Our boredom was just, let's watch T just make a horrible catastrophe of this whole thing. It'd be hilarious for us to watch. It was like the Truman Show for us. We were like, we'll just get Zach and just do all sorts of great shit.
Well, like the whole, like, following, like, weeks later, I'm still, like, obsessed with this chick, and I keep, like, I keep calling you guys, like, oh, man, this happened today, blah, blah, blah. Like, she went home with another dude, or she was talking to him about all these hot guys that she hung out with last weekend, and you guys are like, dude, she's a fucking whore. I'm like, don't talk about my slut that way.
Yeah. He defended whore with slut. He was like, good, she's not a whore. She's never gotten paid. I'm like, dude.
I haven't seen the receipts.
Well, I learned that the best way to get over a chick that you've been like this with is to get a blowjob from her best friend.
I think getting a blowjob period is probably funnier. All right. I'm going to go ahead and tell the last story, and I'm going to try to make this as fast as possible because it's a very long story. Years ago, and I won't say I was like 18 at the time, we were going out for a little while, but she was kind of a slut, and I didn't know it at the time. I loved her. She was my first girlfriend that you actively are having sex with and you call girlfriend. And I'd had sex before that, but it was like a one-night stand. Didn't really fucking mean anything. So I was like basically T's sex life currently.
But it's not that.
But I was dating this girl, and I decided, you know, I don't remember what the reasoning was, but she was going to spend the night at this other girl's house, her friend. But I didn't trust her friend because her friend was a skeezy little skank that always went and got, you know, booze from somewhere, and they would go get drunk. And her little skeezy friend was like my age, was like 18, and was like, oh, come spend the night at my house and my new apartment. I got this cool roommate, and he'll buy us alcohol. It's like Aaron, in that sense, where I was like, you're going to have booze. You're going to be alone in some apartment. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, it never works out.
So I start losing my shit, right? Because I know that she's spending the night at this girl's house, and she was kind of distant that night when I saw her. She was a little, you know, pulled away, and I was
God,
like,
with the distance.
And, or at least I made that up in my head that she was distant. I just assumed she was. And so I'm sitting at home, and I decide all the horrible things are going on. All the demons are like, she is, you know, got six dicks in her. I don't know how she's finding that place to put them, and I have just lost my mind. And I was like, I know the code to get into her voicemail. So, like, if I call her phone and I hit pound, it sends me to type in code. I know what her code is. I go through her voicemails because I'm not like, there's going to be guys on there going, I love fucking you last night. I know that's going to be there. And so I check the emails, and the only voicemail I hear is from this 18-year-old friend of hers that always has booze and has this apartment. It's going to be at her house. Her giving her number, going, oh, hey, this is my number. You know, I'll see you tonight. So, but her, she says her phone number so fast, I have to re-listen to it like 20 times.
To write it all down.
Just try to write it down. And I have some questions. I have basically five different numbers I have to sub in because one of the numbers I just could not pick out. It was close to these three or five numbers. I end up at 3 to 4 in the morning, start calling random phone numbers, and then somebody would wake up all groggy.
Like, hey,
I'm like,
you know, blah, blah, blah.
I'm like, are you Samantha? No. Click. That's not it. And I call like five people until I eventually get a hold of the Samantha girl that is friends with my girlfriend. Who is this? I'm like, it's Patrick. Oh, what? No. Yeah, I mean, she was over here earlier. I'm like, I thought she was spending the night at your house. Well, she's sleeping right now, but I mean, immediately I'm like, you fucking whore. You whored up my girlfriend. My whorey girlfriend got more whorey with you. And so I flip the fuck out. And I happen to know where Samantha lives, so I drive straight over Samantha's house. And I do see my girlfriend's car. I pull in, and I'm sitting outside of Samantha's house, and I park myself in a good stakeout location, and I'm just staring towards Samantha's door. I know it's in this three doors range on this first floor. I'm just staring that area because at some point my hoary girlfriend's going to come stumbling out of this. Probably with a dick still in her. I need to see it. I need to see this whore being a whore so I can finally just go, fuck you. I was right.
Yep. And then cry all afternoon.
There's evidence all over your mouth.
Yeah, your hair's all slicked back with semen. And I am so mad. But I'm sitting there, and it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. And I'm sitting there fuming. And
the best things happen at 4 a.m.
You know, door's not opening. Eventually, I see, and this is around 8 in the morning. Now, between 4 and 8, that means I'm sitting for
you've been there for at least 4 hours.
4 hours fuming in a car. And I'm sorry, the radio, sorry, regular guys, you didn't entertain me enough to
take your mind off of it.
Take my mind off the fact of how mad I am. Now, in that 4 hour period is the time where I realize I've committed crazy. I'm now sitting outside of some other girl's house. I am stalking my current girlfriend, and I'm acting absolutely insane. That I'm sitting here. I just need to break. If I'm that untrusting of a woman, I need to probably break up with her because I had plenty of reasons to not trust her.
No, but you love her.
I love her so much. I'm going to fix this. We're going to work it out. And so I am in that 4 hour period. I have a lot of come to Jesus moments. And then some, you know, you go through all those stages of, you know, acceptance. And then, you know, there's depression. Then there's anger. Yeah. I go through all this crap. And, speaking of crap, at some point, my stomach has gotten so upset due to how emotional I was. It was bubbling, and I knew I needed to poop now. Right now.
But revenge poop.
Yeah, a revenge poop was on its way, whether I liked it or not. And I got so mad.
You only had one thing you could do is decide where to plant the revenge poop.
I was going to have to drive to a gas station, revenge poop, and come back.
Yeah, but what if you miss her?
Exactly. What if I... whores know when you're not looking. That's why they're whores. And so I decide I'm going to... I'm sticking the stake out. I've already been sitting here for 2.5 hours. I am not leaving now. I'm just going to dig in the back of my car and see if I can find something.
A solution
to this problem. I don't know what it's going to be.
It might be a 52-ounce QT glass.
It could be a Pringles can. I don't know what it's going to be.
But it's good.
Well, I had happened to go to the auto show and had one of those cool little bags with little snappy tops and all the brochures for all different vehicles.
Right.
For this, you know,
yeah,
that
very
year.
Nice.
And I find that
it's not airtight.
Unfortunately, I had cleaned up my car recently, which that's why I'm saying don't clean up your car. What if you got a shit in something? So I am now standing behind my vehicle. And it's daylight at this point. It's early morning. People are getting up, going to work. They got their coffee and their tie on. I'm standing behind my car with this bag splayed over my ass, angrily growling and shitting into a bag. Just growling. There's people looking at me. They're holding their, like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, get out of here. I must have looked out of my mind, shitting in this bag. And I know.
Oh, those are nice bags, too.
Second, and I even snap it back shut. And I wing it over. Because I know at some point the lawn care guys are going to be there for that apartment complex. They're going to come by and find this piece of, oh, well, this is heavy. I'm like, it's a caca.
It's a really respectful dog.
Oh, like how I just sprayed shit inside this bag. And it's just angry. It looks like revenge poop. Doesn't it smell like revenge poop? It smells like revenge poop.
What does this look like to you? Does it look like an angry face?
Yeah, it's just barely like been
leaves.
Chewed.
It's like tea leaves. It
looks like, looks like an MTV logo. This is ridiculous. So I end up revenge pooping in a bag. Because at that Christ. Point, when you've committed to being crazy, you're just, you gotta ride it out now.
Now you've proved
you
his right.
Method act
I have
shit.
I have to stick around and get confirmation.
You shit in a bag.
Yeah. Like, Aaron.
Like, there's
went,
no going back.
Aaron went crazy, has no confirmation that anything ever happened. He just lost
no,
his
No, I'm
mind.
A man of action. I just barge my fucking yeah. ass in there.
At this point, if I you know, just get my car and leave, it's like, why did I just go shit in that bag? Like, why did
no,
I do
No, but
that?
At least you're staying outside and right. not causing a confrontation.
Well, I'm yelling at people on the way.
What
like,
was he going to do? Like, go in her house and be like, hey. I need to poop real quick.
Yeah. Knock
then,
on the door.
And
I'm
then
like,
I'm
hey.
Going to go back outside because he's stalking you.
Well, what ends up happening is, as I'm sitting there, I see Samantha. This is at 8 a.m. I have since pooped a bag and left it behind my car an hour and a half ago. I could have made it to a gas station shit and came back. Whatever. I end up watching Samantha get in her car, drive down the complex away from the exit, drive down to the building, like three buildings down.
Did you go in pursuit?
Nope. I'm not.
Okay,
no,
fair
no,
enough.
I can't,
taking
I can't,
your vantage
did she
point.
Not even recognize it was your car?
No, no,
like,
she
did,
yeah.
did like the
look. I picked a sweet stakeout location.
Yeah.
She heads down three buildings down. I see her pull in. I then see my little blonde girlfriend hop down into her car out of this other apartment. So Samantha's in her place. My girlfriend, now ex-girlfriend, because immediately I'm like, ex-girlfriend. I see her bebopping out, getting in her car. I'm like, who the fuck's house is that? She comes pulling back down. I wait for them to get out of the car and start walking to Samantha's apartment, and I know that on the ride from that three door or three buildings down, she was probably like, I got a phone call in the middle of the fucking night from your boyfriend Patrick and blah, blah, blah. And I end up catching the door as they're closing. I'm like, hey, what the fuck? And I'm just screaming at her. She's just staring at me, and I'm like, give me my ring back. And I'm like, I don't know why she had it. She had
a promise ring.
See, at the time, I didn't realize it was a promise ring, but it became a promise ring when I wanted it back. It was like I got her a piece of jewelry, and then I suddenly wanted it back. I'm like, it did mean something. Like I just, she's like, what the fuck are you doing here? I'm like, I'm shitting in bags, and yeah. And I dropped home. I'm like, there is no way to explain, like, to justify anything I did. I mean, she's a cheating whore. She was cheating on me, but it was like, so honestly, I instantly told my dad, I'm like, fucking shit in a bag. my dad's like, what? I'm like, but it was justifiable shit. I'm like, I caught that cheating bitch. Being a cheating bitch. Well, I think we learned a lot. T, what did you feel like you took away from this?
If you're ever feeling down on a girl, get a blowjob from her best friend. I feel like that's a good lesson.
That's a good moral.
Yeah.
Aaron, what do you feel?
Well, I feel like if you're going to drive all the way across town to confront your girl, maybe you should just not barge in and slap the drink out of her mouth, but instead hide in the bushes and shit in a bag.
That's the answer I got. I took the crazier route, but I got answers. You didn't get answers.
I didn't get any closure.
If you have a crazy ex story or just being crazy story where you want to just vent your frustrations, go ahead and email us at devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com, and we will read it on the air. You don't have to give us specifics. Just tell us what the story is. Thanks for listening, everybody. Be sure to wrap it up and sleep it off. Bye.
This has been a Zombie Werewolf production.